Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna really let him have it. Show him my stuff. Give that man everything I got.
Pause.
Pause? Pause what?
You said something gay, so you gotta say no homo, or else you a homo.
But what did I say gay?
You said you was going to give this dude everything you got, no homo.
That's not gay. I said I was going to give the man everything I got.
Pause, granddad. If it sounds gay, it's gay. And you got to say no homo. How I know you're not a homo, granddad, if you don't say no homo?
I'm not saying no homo.
Okay, you want to be a homo.
Stop calling your granddaddy a homo.
Then say no homo.
I don't want to say no homo. I'm a homo your ass. You don't stop saying pause.
Pause. That is not gangster. That's very not gangster.
I came up, got my name up. So when they speak of who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll come up missing. I'm a cutthroat baller like O.J. Simpson. I came up, got my name up. So when they speak of who blinged up, I'm who they bring up.
Let's say that again. I couldn't hear you over the sound of me shitting myself.
I done came up, got my name up. So when they speak of who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll come up missing. I'm a cutthroat baller like O.J. Simpson. Little homie, listen, try and serve me. I put a 25 in your back like Barry Bonds. You on the street, on the beach, y'all ain't able to do. I shit on rappers like major labels. What's with the ice grilling, homie? Change your face. Cause either do more to tan you to change your race. Girls love metaphor, and I love them back. Addicted to getting head. Call me the brainiac. Battle rap with words, war like jihad. I write it dope, slow crack, my notepad, need rehab. Fuck y'all CDs, y'all can't see these or touch these. Rhyme so chronic, my soul's digital munchies.
What it is, though, it's your boy, Young Fresh, and I'm back for another lovely episode of the Definitely Fresh Show. Within this next hour and a half, we're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about a little bit of this, a little bit of that. We're going to get off topic, we're going to get back on topic, because that's just what I do. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have a homie Haitian soul come through. She's going to hang out with me for the night. Because me and you are somewhere in the building with a brand new ramp for y'all. I don't know what pissed her off earlier on Twitter, but it was hilarious. I think she was crying over a perfect man and how that'll never be. I don't get it.
That's Mimi for you, though, dog. I mean, what's there not to get, though, man? Like, she had, like, two or three different rants earlier.
That is true.
That's but, just Mimi.
Before we get down to business, I would like to say that I usually do not sit through the Lexi Trinae show. Not because I don't like to listen to it or I don't support my tone deaf fam. I'm usually somewhere trying to be in a quiet spot because I have a raging lunatic of a little brother who don't know the meaning of quiet.
Man.
Anybody who's ever met dude, like, he be glued to the TV, and it's like a 50-inch TV, like, that.
Dude is literally 4 inches away. We
right,
kid
like,
you not.
He might as well be in the TV the way he watches it, but. So, I listened to the Lexi Trinae show, and she is really, like, way ratchet. They're not, like, she used to live a ratchet life, man. Like, she was really about that life.
Oh, live. She said she was wild, sir.
But I do shout out her number one song on her countdown. Because my senior year of high school, we was dead jack mode to the South Icy. Like, it was everywhere. Niggas had S-curves like Gucci. Man. Everybody wanted to start wearing Gucci. Like, it was crazy when dude came out.
Nah, man. 05, I have to go with her number 8 one. Like, still tipping. Is that beat, because I was still down south in 05, so that beat was, that's literally, you couldn't go 4 blocks without hearing that song. There was no way to get around it, dude, real talk. So, yeah, Then, but Doc, what are we talking about today, man? Real talk.
Well, I was watching my timeline, and the person who's coming on to kick it with me now, she said that it's like you really, really love a person or you trust them when you let them count your money.
And I counteracted that by letting her know there's actually a person who knows my PIN number. So,
but I'm saying though, like, I love and trust a lot of people, but that doesn't mean that they can count what's in my pocket.
Okay, and I would like to let you, wait a minute, before we go any further, I have just received a text message from the host of the Lexi Trine Show, and I quote, fuck both y'all niggas.
Hey, end quote. I'm just saying. She will bop that life back at home. I'm not judging. She had fun, and that's what life is about. Like, you can't look back at your life and be like, this is my greatest, you know, this is my fun. Then, you know, it's not, you know, life ain't worth living if you're not going to have fun while you're here. I mean, unless you can guarantee that you'll be VIP in heaven and kicking it with Jesus, really don't know.
I don't know. He might be about that life, too.
Right, because whoever is this Jesus M. Christ on Twitter is definitely about that life.
Gotta be.
And he got really upset that who from Andy Griffin wouldn't be Andy Griffin. He was dead upset. Right. While we are getting ready to do what we're going to do.
The question of the week.
I don't. What was the question of the week?
I don't think we made one this week. We can actually recycle last week's question.
Well, I don't want to talk about stripping.
We never really talked about it yet last week. We never really got a chance to touch on it.
Well, Jesus told me that her stripper name would be 40 M Clapmon, and I'm hoping that the M was familiar.
40 M.
Clapper. That's what she said. Oh, and Kim. For those who don't follow Kim, she is at Notorious Casey. She said her name will be Madison Splash.
You know what? Let me add her real quick.
I kid you not.
I so believe you. Looks like our co-host has actually joined us today. She's finally in queue. Hey, Shiso, you there with us?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yeah. No, we will not refer to her as Hey, Shiso. She will be known as 40M Clapper.
40M Clapper.
40M Clapper.
What does the M stand for?
40M is like my bra size. So, yesterday.
Whoa.
Wait, hold on. I need for you to twit pick that. If I don't believe you, you need more people.
I mean, I ain't got to lie about that now.
It can be tasteful. We don't care.
Right, it can be tasteful. I just need proof.
Right.
Because technically, we've never seen the rest of you. We've only seen your face.
Okay, I just posted a picture on Twitter like 10 minutes ago of my whole body.
We don't believe you.
I mean, why not?
Okay, I'm going to Twitter as we speak right now. I don't believe you. Yes. Yes.
Whoever plays 50 Cent again in the background of my song, I quit.
This is all BS aside, though. This is leftover music from the Lexi Trine Show.
I'll quit.
I really was just going to only play the instrumental, dog, but it's sitting here. We going to use it. Might as well.
That is dead weak. I don't like that song. Just a little bit. Is that what it is?
I don't know why. Hey, bro. Yeah. Hey. You got to go back 20 minutes. It's not 10 minutes. It's 20 minutes. And,
she's in my messages. I'm going to go find it.
It's a lot of leather. It's a lot of leather around it. A lot of leather.
Well, since this is a music show, And we normally, like last week, we didn't get to play any music. We got to play like one song. But, you know, I'm going to bring it back to the rules today, you know what I'm saying? We're going to play some Milwaukee music because this is what my show was generally about. I just wanted to give, you know, I like to play the Milwaukee music here. You know, give these bum whack niggas an ear and a voice since nobody else will. Wait, did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
Because
I
can.
Your show.
This is my show. I can say what I want. If you don't like it, don't listen. If you don't listen, don't send me your music. I like them.
Hey, because some niggas be sending some whack ass music, though.
Right.
Like,
yeah, anyway.
me and Dude heard some bullshit. Yeah.
Why don't you start naming names?
Because they ain't from here.
They're not from here. Like, I always play the good music on my show. If you make horrible music, I won't out you. I just won't play you, so I don't have to out you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So if you sent us music, and within 3 weeks, you ain't heard us play.
Or you ain't seen your name pop up in your mentions, then hey.
Something.
But the tone has confirmed that we have gotten all my music stuff. Did you even get the email I sent you?
Yeah, dude, that's actually what I got queued up first.
Right, because that's what I want to hear. We're going to play my homeboy Orange, featuring Teddy Chris McElmore. Shout out to my UPVG fan. We're going to play Loudest in the Building right here on the Death Fresh Show.
Yeah. UPVG nigga. UPVG nigga. It's that nigga Orange. You know I got to say my shit. Wow. My nigga Mac Marlon niggas will be too dumb. Be crazy walking in, they be like, them niggas, they be too damn loud. They don't allow us in the building, I think. Getting chopped, it's timber time.
that's in the building.
That's my shit. Yeah. Like,
that is a whole lot of leather.
Okay, since that's your shit, do you be pussy popping for a goon to that song?
What?
Wait, who's that?
Like, do you be pussy popping for a goon hoe to that song?
Hell no. I bob my head like a regular nigga. Like,
that's all you can do with all that damn leather you have on in that picture. Like, I don't even know how you got that on. You, like, just wrapped yourself in a dead cow and let it dry. That's all you could do.
No, that outfit, actually the skirt was, like, stretchy and the jacket was leather, but everything was all black. So, I mean.
Okay, wait a minute. So, you killed the child, fucking on the way to the club.
Right, that's the thing. You wore a cow to the club. You wore leather to the club.
I didn't wear no that was in the wintertime, so leather was appropriate.
Yeah, but once you get in the club, it's hot. It's niggas, so the temperature went up a good 20 degrees just because four black
mm-hmm.
people there. And
mm-hmm.
you still
not
wore
at Texters. Not
see,
at
oh,
Texters.
That's where you made your mistake at.
I mean, hey, you know, everybody makes mistakes. Niggas fuck up.
Anyway.
The whole
UCBG
fan, stand up.
Used to be, what? Used to be
what?
Did you
I
just?
I said UCBG.
I thought you said they used to be G's. Like, what?
You got to listen more and talk less.
No, you just slandered. I'm like, did you just slander them?
No, why would I slam them?
If y'all listening back and she just told us gangster fan, pause on my call in and had to recognize.
Right. She literally just really tested y'all street cred
come
right
now.
There.
Come on now. But, I mean, don't be spreading rumors. Like, why would you do such a thing?
We don't spread rumors because definitely first.
Mr. Tone Death definitely spread rumors.
No. I spread it. That's a lie. What rumors have you seen me spread? You would not slander my good name on my production.
I mean, hey, it is what it is.
My name is no longer good, son.
What are you talking about? My name is great.
We won't talk about that on air, you and your baby mama issues, because, yep, the verdict is still out on you and whoever this mystery woman is you got pregnant. We're going to find
out.
Clearly, there is no proof or evidence that there is any woman with my child, therefore, these allegations have been laid to rest.
This is interesting. Maybe we should keep this conversation going, you know,
you
since you want to think somebody's slandering somebody's name about this love child you have. You have a love child?
No, I do not.
Oh, okay. I mean, hey.
Misrepresentation?
I mean, I ain't representing nothing but me, Haitian Soul. That's it.
Misrepresentation, it's clearly slander.
Anyway, like I was saying before, these two buffoons interrupted me. Shout out to Us Together Below G's movement. Make sure y'all in the building for the homeboy Dipperachi, his video and his party. Subscribe. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna play that song later tonight. Make sure y'all in the building get y'all party on with this. Yeah, no kitchen, whatever you're talking about.
I don't know. But definitely make sure you go ahead and go to Live Mixtapes and actually cop that new Mac and Maw sandwich bag music.
That
just dropped. So definitely get that there. So go ahead and show your support to the Milwaukee indie scene.
The indie scene? Like, I didn't know they were
right. You know, you shut your monkey ass up. That's for independence.
So for those we do not drive stock cars in Milwaukee.
Right.
So like,
fuck. Gone somewhere.
For the record, this will be the first and last time you hear that beautiful voice because she is already slandering us and we will not have to.
Yes, we do not have
I'm not even slandering y'all. First of all, that was him and then he got mad at something about the little 40M, you couldn't see my 40M, so I don't know what Mr. Tone would have.
Okay. Now back to this 40M. Now, seeing that is obviously your bra fly. Like, can you do a trick that make, like, your titties clap or...
Nigga.
Because, like...
Why the show got to be based around my breasts?
No, the show is not based around your breasts. The show is based around Wine World, and if you read my tweet, you can tell how it will vary from topic to topic. And you said 40 and clap, and I assumed that you were talking about, like, a 40 million for the butt clap. But you said, no, this is your bra size. So I want to know, can you do a trick with your, like, anybody who follow K-Sweets on Twitter, you know how to make a boobies clap. And you ever seen it? It's amazing. You've got to see this.
Ooh. Who know how to make that butt clap?
No, they boobies.
Not her butt, her boobs.
Oh, I'm not following her.
But I'll tweet you her name later, and she's got to show you this. You
need to go ahead and YouTube it.
Right.
Call it a day.
Get a million hits. So, like, I assume you was like a $40 million butt clap. So, then you was like, the M was for. Now, if you have size M titties, like, that is a feat in itself.
Size M?
Right.
Do they even go that big?
Yeah, they do. They go that big. You have to get your bra specially made.
Uh-oh, Jack Moe, get your bra specially made, Jack.
I mean, there ain't no Jack Moe. It's just, it is what it is. Like, I have to get my bra specially made. It costs like $65 a pop. So, that's not Jack Moe. I just got to keep these motherfuckers secure.
That's a lot of damn titty.
Exactly.
I mean, because I'm sitting here thinking, and I know chicks with like triple E's and whatnot, but to go from a triple E to an M, I mean, the alphabet scale, that's a huge-ass gap. That's got to be some big-ass titties, though. But we actually do got a caller on hold that's been chilling with us for a minute. Caller, you are on the Death on the Fresh Show.
Yeah, man, who's this speaking?
This is Mr. Tone Death.
What's going on, man? It's just Mr. Randy, man. I'm doing my boy dip video this Friday, man. Shout out to
Hey, man,
don't worry about who it is, man. All I heard about some talk about some big ass titties, man. And hey, man, me being from Brown South, man.
Oh, I'm done for the night. Rip. We got another song to play, dude. we got another song.
I need a break.
So we're gonna do that after this, Doug. We just lose one.
No, we didn't. You know what I'm saying? Anything can happen at any moment. So now I'm about to take this adventure from the studio to the kitchen because I'm cold.
You in the kitchen?
Right. So while this fool decides to go to the kitchen in regards to making him whatever massive sandwich he feels like making, we're going to go ahead and go into the next song. It's by my boy Young Oki, and it's Dr. Frankenstein.
The 10th floor, but you can't get mad when you're too gone. That's what we in for. So mix that, pull it up, hit a kush back, it's gonna roll it up. You said it's the bomb and blow it up. We be living too fast, gotta slow it up.
Slow it up, slow it up, slow it up.
We be living too fast, gotta slow it up.
Slow it up, slow it up, slow it up, slow it up.
First you take codeine, then you mix it up. Then you take
take Irene and you twist her up. Throw it all together and you get a bust. I won't ever stop, I can't get enough. I created a monster, monster, monster.
Bit of Sprite mixing with the syrup. Whole lot of liquor and a probably liquor. Right amount of money in the wrong stripper. Drop a couple dollars, probably pay a rent up. Shout out you two wasted, but you know what they say about another man's trash. Say you came to take a couple shots. I came to assist, shout out I'ma just pass. Taking lines like improv. Got you feeling dumb from the low hand. Say you wanna go, but you don't feel it freaky because they got you on E like the low hand. Hennessy, hypnotic. All I see is cute faces and thick bodies. Baby, I'm too jaded and I look up in the mirror, look what
first
I created.
You take Irene and you mix it up. Then you take Irene and you twist it up. Throw it all together and you'll get enough. I will never stop, I can't get enough. I created a monster.
I'm high as fuck, mean to a slump. So far, gravity ain't fucking with me. And I'm too cute to be fucked up. And I'm too high to be in here. If it wasn't for that Alizé that sent me off top, I'd probably be somewhere else with a better mindset. But fuck that, I can't look back. Two more shots, face of black. Too far gone, where the fuck I'm at? Out of your sight, nigga, fuck your map. I'm Carmen San Diego with a halo. Virgin Mary Jane be the name, ho. I drank slow, I drank low, so thank smoke. Put me in a place that you can't go. 99 bottles that's over the wall, 99 chapters and still. If I take one now and that don't work, I bet the next one will. I got 99 bottles of pills on the wall, 99 chapters and still. If I take one now and that don't work, I bet the next one
first
will.
First you take codeine, then you mix it up. Then you take Irene, then you twist it up. Throw it all together.